We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 27th day of February. Just two more days. 29. Huh? Yeah, 29 days this month. Just two more days left in this month of February. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight, our producer handling the dials is with style, is style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Style. And we have tonight, well, the Missouri legend, none other than the parson, Joe Larson.
Good evening. Two more days till the next month. Does that mean we're getting older?
I'm not sure what's going to happen here because, you know, they usually March comes in with a lion, goes out like a lamb, or comes in like a lamb, goes out. You know, it's like we've been in March or even April. One of the signs of the end times, you know, the Bible talks about the change in the weather. And so it's very, very interesting that we're having such interesting weather changes. I can say I like it. I like the change we have. But you and I have been around for a while, and I've never seen anything like this in all my years.
I've seen a lot of weather changes. Yep.
So,
way back, you know, when you and I and Abe were splitting logs.
Yeah. But I've never seen anything like this, though. I mean, you know, 70 degrees in February.
Yeah, it was 80 here in Missouri.
Was it? Well.
Yeah, it was a warm day. We still have the windows wide open. It was like almost you wanted to turn the air conditioner on because you're not used to that kind of heat.
Yeah, it was beautiful, I tell you. All righty, we got to get to work tonight. We have too much to cover for all this palaver. So let's get after
that's
it.
That's a good word, yeah.
Let's get after it.
The title was, Do You See What I See? Do You Hear What I Hear? And Do You Know What I Know?
We're supposed to do it like this. Do you see what I see?
I see.
Do you hear what I hear? Yeah. Okay,
well. A child shivers in the night. Oh, well, never mind.
All right. I knew. Hey, Style, you there?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about Joe singing? I got him to sing.
You
didn't
said
I?
You would, yeah.
I got him to sing. All right.
Oh, well.
There you go. Wait till I tell Wendy. She has to hear that. All right, let's go ahead.
Well, lose the copy tonight.
Yeah. Isaiah 46. Let's go with verses 9 and 10. Can you do that?
Sure. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
All right, so here's what he's saying. He's saying, look what I have done, look what I am doing, and listen very, very carefully about what I say about the future. Because he's making the point that the future is what he says it is. The future
exactly. And he's also claiming there are no other gods. He is the only entity, the only God, the only divine being in creation.
Right.
And he ought to know because he is the creator.
And so time has no effect on him. Time is what God says time will be. And then he goes on to say in verse 10, understand this about the future. I alone control that future. The future is what I decide it to be. And now here people say, what about AI? Those folks from the World Economic Forum now are coming out and they're saying AI is God, that AI is now God. Artificial information is God, okay, or intelligence.
Artificial is not God. God is living. Artificial is exactly what they said it is, artificial.
Okay, so now let me ask you this question. Is God there to serve artificial intelligence, or is artificial intelligence there to serve God?
Artificial intelligence is not there to serve God, no.
Okay, so will artificial intelligence always exist?
I think this world is coming to an end, so no, it's not going to exist.
So will God always
exist? It will have an end.
Will God always exist?
Always. Well, like it says right there in verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning. In other words, before he created the universe and all everything in it, including man, he knew the end of all his creation before it was ever done. That
Absolutely.
Is one of the most remarkable lines in the entire Bible.
Absolutely. And so here now, when we're speaking of the Bible, now the cancel culture is saying they are going to cancel the Bible. They're determined to cancel the Bible. What do you think the chances of that are?
Slim and none.
Absolutely. And you know who said that? The Lord Jesus. He said, heaven and earth will pass, but...
pass, but my words will never pass, right?
Never pass away. All right, let's go over to Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 through 35.
All right. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall pass not away.
Well, when he says this here, we have learned, when you see all of these things, when you see the fulfillment of all of these things. Now, if we start with verse 1 and read it through 14, we've seen the fulfillment of all of that. In fact, some of that is being fulfilled even as we're here tonight. It's being fulfilled now, today. But now he's making another point. And verse 32 was fulfilled in 1948, in April of 1948, after 1,900 years of being desolate, a desert, the people return to Israel. And here, they return to Israel, but still in their unbelief, just like he said that would happen, that they would return, but they would return still in their unbelief. And so here, when we see all these things happening, and we're seeing all those things happening, and then he says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Now, you know, there was the generations that they were speaking of, and the Bible refers to two generations. An unrighteous generation was 40 years. A righteous generation was 70, which was 70 years. But then there were the generations of men. And so here, if we take a look at, let's just say, a righteous generation from 1948, it comes out to about 2018, huh?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay, so...
Well, can I back up then? Because in 1948, when Israel became a nation, when the Jews first came back into the Holy Land, it was a barren, messy desert. The Ottoman Turks had taxed trees, so they cut down all the trees, and the whole land, I mean, went really desert. And since the creation of the State of Israel, they have greened Israel and actually changed the environment in the Middle East. It has become, there are forests and farms and fields where before, for hundreds and hundreds of years, there was nothing but desert, and now it's a vibrant place. And that goes along with the greening of the leaves. Summer is nigh. We have passed that point where, you know, now we know Israel's turned the land green again.
Well, not just that, but Israel now exports a lot of vegetables and fruits.
Fruit. And they're trying to tell the neighbors how to do it, but their Arab neighbors don't seem to listen. They look at the success that Israel's had, but they don't follow the example. That's amazing to me.
Well, with all their oil money, they just buy it from Israel, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2. Read verses 1 through 3.
2 Peter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. How far do you want me to read?
Through verse 3.
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now the long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not.
Alrighty, here, so with over 200 perversions of the Bible, today you have so many false prophets. The Pope says that there is no hell. Let me ask you this. What does the Bible speak more of, heaven or hell?
Hell.
About 10 times as many times it speaks of hell as it does heaven, huh? And And so here now, when we take a look at this, the Pope also says that, humanly speaking, Christ failed at Calvary. He failed at Calvary. So if he failed at Calvary, what chance do we have?
None. Zip, zero, nada, you know. But Christ did not fail. He was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He had to be that holy, perfect, and living sacrifice to what? Pay the penalty for sin. I mean, that's not a failure. That's a perfect fulfillment of his mission and purpose sent by the Father.
All right, so we see that here, the World and the National Council of Churches embrace everything. Now, these are Protestant churches. They're embracing everything that God's Word
in
the Bible calls
them. I wouldn't even call them nowadays churches, Pastor.
They're apostate, aren't they?
They're apostates, yeah. They're no longer churches.
Okay, so here, when you take a look at that, they embrace abortion, sodomy, pedophilia, euthanasia, pornography, feminism.
Sodomite marriage, yeah.
It goes on and on. And so today you have the prosperity preachers. You have Rick Warren. Now, Rick Warren, he has, what is it, 11 different venues of worship now? What did he say? The very first thing he says in his book, 40 Days, I'm trying to even remember now. It's been a while.
Well, everything happened, everything that was supposed to be important happened.
Everything of significance happens in 40 days, yeah, with a number.
Wrong, yeah, totally wrong.
Right, I mean, but he starts out by asking you to enter into a covenant with him, to swear an oath with him and a stranger, to find a stranger in him and swear an oath. How does that go with both Matthew
Scripture
and James?
Says you don't swear an oath. You let your yea be nay and your nay be nay.
All right, so now you have T.D. Jakes, and T.D. Jakes says that he's having some major, major problems right now, and he said he wants his stuff now, and he doesn't want to wait to get to heaven. He wants the stuff now. Well, boy, he's getting stuff now he never wanted. these are prosperity preachers that are perverting the gospel. What about Kenneth Copeland? Kenneth Copeland says you can make God produce. You can use the word. You can hold the Bible. And you can make God give you the material things that you want, and that if you're not well, if you're sick, or if you're poor, it's because you don't have enough faith in Him, and giving. Was that the case in the Bible? I mean, did the Lord Jesus say that people were poor or they were sick because of their sin?
No.
No, it looks like Kevin Copeland may have it backwards, huh?
But did you notice, too, Jesus, when he did miracles, he healed the blind, the sick, the lame, but he didn't go around making people rich, did he? I couldn't find one example where he touched somebody and said, go be wealthy.
Well,
didn't happen.
No, he said, place up your crowns, your wealth,
and treasures in heaven.
Right. But now Joel Osteen says, no, now is the time. Get it here. Put it up here. Kenneth Copeland says you can make God, you can literally extort from God. T.D. Jakes says he ain't waiting to get to heaven. He wants it now. And so does Creflo Dollar. He wants to buy a $43 million jet plane. And so then you got Joyce Myers and Paula White. Well, Paula White, she said one of the best ones. I watched her. We were watching one of their videos, and she's got a really short miniskirt on, and she's prancing back and forth. She's holding a microphone. She says, I have lips, and I have hips, and I know how to work these lips, and I know how to work these hips. And then she goes on to say, she's talking about the Apostle Paul. Because Apostle Paul stayed up the whole night to preach, and she said that he couldn't have been much of a preacher at all, because honey, if you can't get it done in 30 minutes, you ain't much of a preacher. That was Paula White, and then you have Gloria Osteen that said it's not about us, it's about God. No, it's not about God, it's about us.
God, it's about us, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to you and I, that it's hard to say that because it's so totally, absolutely wrong. You know, it's almost hard to say it.
But, yeah, it's just unbelievable. Then you have, well, the guy that tops the whole list is Jesse Duplantis. Jesse says that the Lord Jesus, when he was heartbroken and needed ministry, and he came to Jesse for comfort, and Jesse comforted the Lord Jesus. And then when the Lord Jesus has questions, he's come to Jesse Duplantis with his questions and advice. I have a hard time believing that. What do you think, Joe?
I'd rather not even go there. I don't believe in fairy stories anymore. I kind of grew up long ago.
Can you believe this? And so, and he's actually telling people this, and one of the women says, what does Jesus want to know? What is, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? And so.
Anybody that could be that dumb, what does Jesus want to know?
Yeah.
The creator of the universe, we just read that line a minute ago that he knew the, you know, from the beginning, he knew the ending, right?
Right. I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, right?
Right, all
the
things.
First and the last. But here today, it's an amazing thing that we have these prosperity preachers. And so what does it say here? And through covenants they shall, with feigned words, make merchandise of you. So do you think those are feigned words when Jesse Duplantis tells him that Jesus comes to him?
That's pretty feigned words. That's totally make-believe, totally fantasy, that I guess we'll have to settle for the word God uses.
And so
he's always correct.
So, in other words, they come to him through covetousness. They shall. How are these prosperity preachers covetous? How are they coveting, and what are they coveting?
They want popularity. They want money. They want to be loved and respected. I guess they're looking for mass approval, you know.
They want other people's money more than anything else.
Yeah, well, that, yeah. But some of them, I think, also want the praise and the power they have, the respect.
When they make
you look at Hollywood actors and actresses, a lot of them were insecure people, and they needed that acclamation from others to fulfill their self-identity, to fill their needs. You know, they weren't whole without other people validating how important they are. And I think a lot of these prosperity preachers, yes, they love the money, but they also love that praise and acclaim from all of those who listen to them. They're so important. They're so important, yeah. So, you know, it feeds their weak egos.
So he goes on to say here, and through covetousness they, with feigned words, make a merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. I had a lady telling me today about this woman who said that she had died and gone to hell, an older woman. Well, she probably had a dream, and in her dream she said that people were crying out, asking God for the forgiveness in hell. This is what she was saying. But she said there was one voice that was much louder than the other voices, and that voice was that of a pastor, because this pastor, now this is just a story, I'm telling you what
right.
This woman says. I don't know if she had a dream or what, but anyhow, here he says, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, their damnation slumbereth not. Okay, so what is the significance of that word, damnation?
Well, damnation, it would be that cast in the lake of fire, me.
Well, right. See, there's a difference. Damnation is a stronger term than condemnation. Condemnation says what? You've been condemned. You've been sentenced.
Right. You've been sentenced. And damnation is the fulfilling of that sentence.
Sentence is carried out, huh?
Carry it out, yeah.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Read his words, heed his signs.
Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Fire will flash as lightning shines from east to west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Whoa, Lord of Lord of King of Kings. Okay. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you know, last night, Joe, we were talking about, you know, what politicians do the Chinese own. Remember, going all the way back, in 2019, we were especially talking about how the Chinese top generals, their top people, were talking about how they owned people in the highest office in America, and they were laughing. They owned them. And they owned, well, of course, we told you they owned the Bidens. Everything we told you about what Biden was to do, he's done. The border's open, all of the people coming in. Right now, we have 5 million Chinese nationalists on our, you know, right now on American soil. And Joe, since Obama Biden has been in office, he's brought in 50,000, Joe, 50,000. Well, but virtually they're plain clothes Chinese soldiers. They're here. You think they're just vacationing here? What do you think?
Well, we did a story where one of the people there in, or was it Idaho, I think, there were some of the Chinese immigrants, illegal immigrants, had been in country here for about, 2 to 3 weeks, and they were out on the firing range practicing. And we talked about how odd, if you were a stranger in a country, no job, no place to live, you'd be busy trying to find a place to live, a job, someone to give you a hand, something, you know, the pressing matters. Far more important than going out and practicing with where did they get a weapon that quick and target practicing at a rifle range. It was very strange but very telling. Who practices? A policeman, a soldier, a terrorist. People who use guns for a living or have used guns for a living are the ones who practice, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's, U.S. government, the U.S. government has been giving millions to Jewish group to bring escort illegal aliens right here into America. And there's a Jewish organization called HIAS. That's the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And it gets hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. funding through the Office of Refugees Resettlement, or OR, created by Obama Biden as a part of the Department of Health. Obviously, you know that Barack Hussein Obama is really running these things. Biden is just simply the puppet up there. He's half the time, he's got no idea even where he's at. But anyhow, through the Department of Health and Human Services and the federal government, and so they're bringing them, and they're getting paid tons of money. I mean, just unbelievable. And so far, right now is an estimated right now, and this goes from, and I'm talking about both legal, those that came in legally and illegally, immigrants, just, you know, since the 90s, 50 million, Joe, have come in here. You know, all of those, they don't turn up on the census, do they?
No. Well, yeah, they do in a way, because when they take the census, they count everybody they can find. That's how they do the apportionment. And that's where the Dems were packing them into certain districts for reapportionment or to keep the vote count up where they could keep their seats. They don't really say what, they don't list it as, they just list the count. They don't say whether it's a citizen or not a citizen. Have you noticed?
Well, yeah, but it seems like they only do that where they need that count. Okay.
That's pretty possible.
All right, here, you see it, there's a special connection with Mariokas. And guess what? Mariokas was a board member of that highest, that organization we just mentioned here. Can you believe that? He's a board member of a group that brings in illegal aliens into the country.
I believe it. Well, it just correlates with the United Nations. Oriel Ortega is a, I'm trying to remember, Panama. He's a former something in Panama, consultant, security defense consultant to the president in Panama. And he was talking about what is going on with this chaos, this invasion. And he said basically it's the United Nations. And he said way back in 16, this big jump in immigration correlated with all the non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, that moved into Panama. That increase corresponded with the UN's Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration meetings in 2016. 2 years later, 152 nations, including Panama, voted in favor of the compact to manage global migration. The U.S. at that time voted against it, but almost all the rest of the world voted for this compact to manage global migration. Well, where are they sending the global migration? Here. It's been coming here. And he said migrants from around the world fly into South and Central America to start their journey because countries like Suriname and Ecuador don't require a visa to enter. So anyone in the world can fly into Ecuador. There's no visa required. And then they turn around and head to the United States. So all those NGOs we've talked about, and a lot of them are the same NGOs, like Catholic Charities, that house the migrants, hide the migrants. In fact, there was a big article, one of the reporters went knocking at a door. There was an unmarked building, no marks of any kind, and they went in, and the lady, Spanish, was Spanish-speaking. I wish I could think of her name right now. And she asked, you know, could she get a room? And they looked at her funny because they saw the camera, and everybody freaked out when they saw the cameraman. And she started talking to some of the illegals there, and they got up, and the staff ran and got in front and motioning the illegals to run the back room and shut the doors, and they were told they had to leave. This was private property, and she was asking some questions. Oh, we can't answer any questions. No, we can't speak to you. No, you know, no, we can't tell you why we're here. And journalist said, well, I know you're part of Catholic Charities. And they just, their eyes came open, and they kind of freaked, like, get out of here. We're going to call the police. And she said, sure, go ahead, call the police. I'm a reporter. I have a right to be here asking about taxpayer money being spent to house these illegals. And her name will come to me. But it was on Newsmax. And it was one of those organizations like that work, and they have these groups in Mexico and South America. These NGOs are non-governmental organizations. We, the United States, funds many of them, and the ones we don't fund are funded by the United Nations.
I know who you're talking about. Her husband was a former congressman.
Right.
And she sure is a pretty,
something. Oh.
Yeah, very, very pretty woman. Very pretty.
Right.
She
speaks Spanish very well. Which
it's because she is Hispanic.
Yeah,
she is Hispanic.
Hispanic.
And she has 6 children.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she's a Fox News contributor. Or she's actually one of the host Fox News anchor people.
Right, and she also has been on Newsmax a couple times.
Yeah. Alrighty. Hey, Joe, what entity in this country is under more and more attacks by the opposition, by the communist?
Be the church. The church
is
Jesus Christ.
Right, and Christians. And this
and
is what...
Yeah, well, we are the church. Remember what the definition of the church is. We are the lively stones, the living stones that build a living church that worships a living, risen Lord. So if the church is attacked, that means you and me and every other born-again believer are under attack.
Okay, here. This is an article by Bob Unruh, and he says experts are warning skyrocketing numbers of attacks on Christian churches mirrors the general anti-Christian tenor of the Biden regime policies at home and abroad, according to a new report from the Washington Stand that detailed how such incidents of violence in Christian churches is up 800% over the past 6 years. So tell me in some ways which that Biden has targeted Christians.
Well, when they went after the parents that were going after the school boards because of what they were teaching the children, doing to the children, right to life, that pastor and his family that were attacked. The guy was put in jail. The FBI, you know.
You're talking about Alk. He's going to be one of our speakers at the
right.
Bring America mm-hmm. Back to Life. Yeah.
There have been dozens of stories like that where they've come after Christians.
Absolutely right. And one of my friends, Cal, is one of the 11 that was arrested there in Tennessee. And they want to charge them with, the charge that they charge you with, the federal charges where the punishment is about the sentence is 3 times the normal, face. They want to charge them with a face. And so, which is a federal law, and all they did was save babies. They did all save
yep.
babies. Okay, mm-hmm. They're wicked, wicked. What about January 6th?
Oh, that would be the biggest one. It's not just Christians, but conservatives, anybody that's a Trumper, MAGA, and, well, behind MAGA, what is usually the Christian conservatives are the main bulk of the MAGA group.
What did Trump just recently say in a big speech about Christians in the church? He made a point that he gets back in, we're going to put in a government with a justice department that will be to protect the Christians, to protect the church, and not to persecute them.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. Well, what's the big thing on my mind? A lady we've talked about before, Zy Van Fleet, she's got a new book, Mao's America, A Survivor's Warning. You and I have been talking for more years than I care to remember about the communists infiltrating this country. We've come right out and said, you are living through a communist revolution. You are watching it happen. It's happening live, daily in America. Well, this lady is a survivor of Mao's Culture Revolution. She's an author. And she was talking with Tucker Carlson. She said, U.S. institutions have been seized by the Marxists and are pushing the U.S. into communism. She described the full-blown communist revolution currently unfolding in America that must be stopped if the country is to survive. Now, that sounds a lot like what you and I have been trying to tell people for years. And here is an expert. She's lived in the U.S. since 86, but remember, she was born and raised in China during the Great Cultural Revolution. At the age of 16, she was sent to a labor camp in the Chinese countryside. And after Mao's death, the big revolution there, repopulation of China, she was able to get to college, and she was a pretty smart lady. She's been devoting the last years of her life to making the case against what she sees as a wave of communist ideology taking hold, and she calls it, quote, I want to repeat that, a full-blown communist revolution currently unfolding in America that, quote, must be stopped if the country is to survive.
Well, see, you and I have been talking about this for 50 years, and especially in the last 30 years, we've been really telling you. And I think probably when from the very day Obama got into office, we told you, do you see, you've got a hardcore communist right here. You know, Bill Clinton was a communist, but he was more of a playboy. But with Obama, you have a hardcore communist.
He's hardcore. Clinton was he's kind of an odd cat because he was busy. He was sexually driven. He liked his pleasure. He had certain beliefs, but he just kind of, whatever was good for Bill Clinton, you know. I think he was more all about himself and what was good for him, and he just loved being president. He loved the attention and the ladies. I think he was just more of a fool.
Well, you know, he was, you know, when it came to the economy, he was a capitalist. He was a capitalist in the economy, free trade. Now, he was married to a hardcore communist, a very hardcore communist.
Right. But Hillary was. She was an original member of the Communist Party.
You're not kidding.
In college.
Yeah. And so, but we've been, now more and more people are finally waking up to this. And now I'm talking to people now. I was talking to a doctor today, and he asked me, he said, what is new out there? What's happening? And I told him, when I was telling him, because he was talking about something he was going to do, and what was I going to do next year, and so... I said, well, you know, if we're not in a bloody civil war, I told him my plans, if the Lord should tarry. And we got into I was telling him about he asked about the influx of illegals, and I told him, do you have any idea how many right now illegal immigrants that right now that are here on the American soil right now? How many Chinese, nationalist Chinese? Just Chinese. He said, no, I've got no idea. When I told him it was 5 million, he couldn't believe it. Wow. And then I asked him, do you know how many literal soldiers that Obama has brought in here since he's been in office? He's brought in 50,000. These are literal soldiers. Okay, people don't realize this. We've been telling people all along about this. And now some of those people that were listening to us, Joe, and they were, you know, taking it with a grain of salt, now we're saying, boy, you guys
they
were right.
They call us kind of crazies, Bible-thumping crazies.
You guys were right all along, right? In fact, I just had one of my men who contributes sometimes on Friday nights here with his Matt. He was talking to a judge, and the judge, brought me up, and he said, you know what? He said he was telling everything that is happening. He told us about that this would come over 30 years ago. And I remember when I first started telling him some of the stuff that was happening, especially what was taking place in the prison system here, the Department of Corrections. I was telling these state senators some of the things that took place, and they kind of looked at me like, boy, this guy is a space cadet, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, they decided to take a good, do some investigation into some of this. And one day as I was walking into the cleaners, one of the state senators was walking out, grabbed me by the arm and says, you know what? You know, I got to tell you this. I kind of thought you were, you know, like La La Land when you were telling me. But we've been investigating, she said, it's actually worse than what you told me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I said, you would believe me. I could have told you more, but I didn't think you'd believe me.
Yeah, you didn't believe what I had to say. You and I were a couple of the first people in America that were telling about the Progressive Caucus in Congress, how they were members of a subset of the Democrat Socialists of America. And, of course, the DSA is just paving the way for a communist revolution. That was all that they were there for. And, in fact, one of the organizations that first supported the Progressive Caucus was Catholic Charities. They're a communist front organization. And they were one of the first supporters of the Progressive Caucus, the 50 socialists in America's Congress. You and I were a couple of the first people talking about that on the air. We were telling about how the Chinese were taking over the Spratly Islands and how they were going to build that up. And people laughed and hawed like, yeah, they're just a couple little piles of sand in the middle of the ocean. Well, now there's naval base, a submarine base with underground facilities and airfield missiles. I mean, it's a formidable thing. We've been proven right on several really big things, and I just kind of wish more people had listened back then and taken it to heart. Like this lady said, this is it. If we don't stop this revolution, America is gone forever. And I don't think she's exaggerating, do you?
No, she's not. And like we told people before, you know, the Chinese have been talking about, and they plan things way in advance.
A 100-year plan.
A land invasion, and they've already got their people right here on our soil. And so, you know, all they have to, I don't know, you know, it's some, what kind of a threat can they make? Can they just threaten to take the grid down?
Pastor, I don't even know that we ought to talk about that. Being a soldier, I can see, as I look around our vulnerabilities, the way we're scattered across this country from, like you said, the grids, to the electric grids, power dams, water supplies. Yeah, there are so many things. We really shouldn't go there too much.
But it's, you see,
the ideas more than they have.
Well, the problem is, Joe, is this. The enemy, the worst enemy, is the Democratic Communist Party. The Democratic Communist Party opened the door, And they're calling their fellow communists to come on in. Look what they've done on the borders down there. They've been, you know, and they're in lockstep right now. They're in lockstep against God, country, and the church. The Democratic Communist Party, you know, they're destroying America. And like I said years ago, Joe, we could, at some years ago, account on some of the Democrats when there were actual Democrats back then, when we had a very important vote. We needed to, pro-life legislation had to be passed, or pro-family. We could actually count on some of the Democrats crossing over and voting with us on moral issues. Not anymore. No, not anymore at all. They stay
not
strictly.
Not on moral issues. Morality is gone. Well, here's one example. We've been talking about Scripture said what? The love of money is the root of all evil. Story out of Fox Business. New York City taxpayers fleeced for millions on rushed, overpriced, no-bid contracts. And the New York City controller, Brad Lander, looked at four emergency asylum seeker-related contracts held by different city agencies that paid prices varied wildly for services. And they charged some of these things. Think about it. There were no-bid contracts. They just gave them away. And one of the things, he said, the one site found that hiring new city employees instead of staffers supplied by the vendors would deliver about $50 million in savings in a single year, even factoring in the cost of benefits for city employees. He said what they're doing is a total waste. And this entire audit was reported first by the New York Post. And how they're staffing these commercial hotels, welcome centers. And as I got into this report, it is frightening. They had one group, Texas firm came up, disaster firm, the SLSCOLP. I have no idea what it stands for. They were charging hourly rates 237% higher than a similar contract with the SE Group by a different name, while a group called DocGo, a migrant shelter firm, charged somebody else 146% more than SE, all for the same position. So this one SLSCO billing the city $201 per hour for offsite managers. One of the other company billed you know, four times more. It was nearly double what this other environmental company charged, and four times more than DocGo. So, you know, one group was charging four times the amount and getting paid. Nobody looked at this. And everything you go, security guards, they were paying $90 an hour. Somebody else was paying $40. And their own security guards, the New York would have, were $24 an hour. So instead of hiring local people to do a job at $24, they were hiring people from Texas at $90 an hour just to stand security guard at these sites. And the story, page after page after page of this stuff, with this kind of craziness, the waste, the corruption, I wonder, you know, no bid. And who would have picked these people, right? Firms in Texas to come up, handle things in New York that they could have assigned to their own people, paid their own people, saved money, given jobs.
All righty. We're up against a hard break, so hang in there. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries.
14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.